Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So do you want to hear my spiritual...
Yes, I'm fascinated now, and I want to know why your grandmother picked Venice to visit you.
Of all places, you'd think that she would have visited me in Greece. Although I get messages from her quite a bit. I think I've got the gift. I may have the gift. But I was in Venice, and it was, I think it was actually a cruise that we were on. It was another one of these Kelly cruises that I was on, that we had a wonderful time. And just touring in Venice, but visiting all the historic places and things like that, it made me a little bit obsessed with, I wonder if my ancestors walked in these places where I'm walking right now. I wonder if hundreds of years ago, my great-great-great-great grandparents walked in this place and, you know, happened to be right here. So I was thinking a lot about my ancestors as I was walking around these historic places. And I'm walking through a district in Venice, and, you know, they have these little, the restaurants have these little quartets that often are playing music, and I hear this song. Gives me goosebumps just to hear the song right now. I know it means nothing to most of you right now, but this song, when I was a little kid, my grandmother, who had visited Italy, visited Greece, visited places in Europe, brought back this little 45 RPM record of this song that she used to play all the time. And she passed away in 1970, and I haven't heard the song in that many years until I'm strolling in the plaza in Venice thinking about her, and I walk by this restaurant, and I hear her song. And I take this as a message from her that she's saying hello to me. She's saying, welcome to Italy. What can I get for you while I'm here?
And isn't it such a powerful feeling? It's like something you can't shake.
Do you know what? Literally, I'm a little ashamed to say, but I'm not. I stopped what I was doing. I burst out crying. I literally broke down. I stopped what I was doing. Other people were with me. Friends are like, what is wrong with you? Because I literally stopped in my tracks, and I could not stop crying. It was like, you know, like I couldn't get my breath. I couldn't talk. I couldn't. It was too weird that I had been thinking about her for several days on this trip, and then suddenly I felt like got a sign that she heard my message.
Because of all the songs in the world that they could be playing.
All the songs they could be playing. That's what it's called, Come Prima. And I really, it took me like a half an hour to compose myself, seriously, after that.
Memories are such a powerful thing on us,
wow.
You know?
Anyone else ever have any kind of experience like that? I had a similar experience with my dad the morning that he died. I didn't know that he had passed away yet, and I had such a vivid dream. He had been in the hospital for like a year, ravaged with a stroke and diabetes and just one thing after another. He was just like a shell of a man, you know, when he finally passed away. But I had a dream that morning that he was sitting on my bed dressed in a suit, telling me how happy he was that he was finally going home after being sick for such a long time.
And you didn't know at that point?
I didn't even think anything of it. I just thought I was having a dream about my dad dressed in a suit. And then 5 minutes later, the phone rings. It's the hospital telling me that he passed away.
My mother's family put together a book, which I don't have a copy of it, and I need to find it, of things like that, because they had a loss. One of my aunts passed away at the age of 17, and it really affected the family so much that they all wrote down their dreams and their thoughts like that. And it was eerie as a kid reading this book, because it seemed like you were reading somebody's ghost story that they made up. Right. Only these were real stories.
I know. It seems like a ghost story. When it happens to you, it seems like a ghost story. And I can only say that it's not like you go, oh, wow, that was weird. I was profoundly shaken. I can't even tell you how profoundly shaken I was by both of these experiences, but especially my grandmother. I could not speak. That's how much I was wailing. I don't even know what these other poor tourists must have thought. It's like
crazy Americans.
What's Baldy doing over there? What's going on with him?
It just shows that you're human. I think that's all right.
It was profound. Anyway, if anyone else have those kinds of things, 981-312-981-7200. Hi, Donna. You're on WGN.
Hi, Dean. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. I had a similar experience. A year after my husband died, I went to Italy. And at one point, I was walking down this alley. Well, you know how the alleys are kind of streets and everything.
Right.
And I saw this crowd of people, and I went to see what was going on. And they were all looking at this beautiful Hunter Green MGTD. And that had been my husband's dream car.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, whoa, oh, it gets better. Later that afternoon, I was crossing one of the bridges in Florence, and I hear this, melancholy sound, and there was a lone bagpiper on the bridge. Now, my husband was Southside Irish, and, of course, you know, the bagpipers and everything, and we had had them at his funeral.
Sure.
So it was like twice in one day, and it just seems like almost every time I go on vacation, there's something that reminds me of him, but this was kind of weird because it had just been his first anniversary and all these things were happening, so it gets kind of creepy,
it's almost like a sign, isn't it? It's like you're getting a sign from beyond. I know that sounds so hocus pocus-y.
No, it doesn't. To me, it was, you know, Ed saying, you know, it's okay, Donna, just carry on with your life, it's everything is going to be okay.
There was something kind of comforting.
Yeah, you know what? There was. It was like he's still watching over me.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for the goosebumps, Donna.
Well, yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Hi, Sarah. You're on WGN.
Is that Sarah? I'm sorry.
Yes. Hi, Sarah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, my dad died in 94 and my mother died in 2000. We had just sold the house that I grew up in. You know, all nine of us kids were raised in that house. Very Irish Catholic. And the week after we just sold the house, I was just depressed and angry. Went with my husband and I went with some friends to the Fox convention. My dad, also Southside Irish, was a diehard Fox fan. And I went into had like a little garage sale with my friend's daughter. I did not want to be there, but something just forced me over to this table. And on the table were about, you know, the old wooden seats where they cut the seat numbers out?
Oh, yeah.
They're about, I've been telling you, the very first one I saw was 120. That was the house number.
Wow.
I firmly believe my dad put me over, stopped me over there. And then I saw my brother the next day, and all I had to do was show it, just show the number, and he just went, Dad.
Yeah.
No.
How did you react when you first saw it? How did you first react?
I started to have a good time because Dad would have wanted me to, and you know we were with his beloved White Sox, and it was shivering. It really was. I showed it to Victor, and he almost started to cry too. My husband. So.
Wow.
I mean, it was unbelievable. The day I left the house, my mom, I had such a headache when I left the house. And I'm driving home, and there I see my aunt, my mother's sister-in-law, walking down the street, and I give her a ride. And I go up with her to her apartment where her husband, my uncle, was. And he told me stories about my mom I never knew. And I firmly believe she sent them to me.
Yeah, it's something. I like to, you know, I guess the journalist in me, the reporter in me, wants to be skeptical about things and, you know, things you can't prove. But I'm telling you, these experiences were so profound. I got to say, I kind of believe in these things, to tell you the truth. Sarah,
I believe in them.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Sarah. I appreciate it. We'll take more in a couple of minutes. And our Super Bowl Sunday super recipe segment is coming up after 12:30. How did we get on the subject of messages, contact with your loved ones after they've passed away? I had a couple of experiences like that. Sounds like some of you also have. Hi, Jay. You're on WGN.
I was really moved by hearing you this morning.
Aren't you nice? Thank you.
A lot of people have had that profound, uncontrollable sobbing.
Yeah.
And it is a witness that your relative is right there, standing next to you.
Well, I'm telling you, she was there for about a half an hour.
Cause yes. Yes.
She must have sat down to have coffee because she...
you sobbed through the whole thing. People who do genealogy, who really do it steadily, have this same profound experience.
Really? Really?
I've had it. I had a relative that came through the veil to teach me how to find her information.
Wow.
And when I was working on her stuff, I was soaked. I mean, I could not control it. And she told me a word. She said, "Don't cry for me," because she had such a terrible life. She said, "I was a proctoress in Scotland, and I had everything then. And then I came here to tend my family here."
Wow.
And when I called a friend who had a dictionary, a proctoress is the head woman of a Scottish orphanage.
Wow.
And she was telling me, "Don't cry. Don't cry for me. My life was complete before I came to America to tend my aging relatives."
Wow.
And it's real, Dean.
She was standing
right next to you.
I'm telling you, I heard that music. And it's like somebody whacked me in the head.
Yes.
With a 2x4.
Yes.
And I literally could not control myself.
No, that's the shock to your little human being.
Yeah.
Spirit. But your spirit inside was greeting her. And that's the conflict with the little human being so shaken and shocked. And yet the love and the presence.
Yeah.
Was being verified to you through your spirit.
I think that's how I interpreted it.
Oh yeah.
I was looking online about uncontrolled sobbing. Somebody described it as emotional incontinence.
And, oh, that's cool.
but that's what it is. You have no control.
Yeah. You can't. You cannot. It's the earthly self that's just so shaken, but the spiritual self within you. And your love for her and the love she was pouring into you at that time, it's a little collision. It's like, you know, a comet crashed in.
That's what
it
was.
But it's a good comet.
Yeah. If anyone would have told me I would ever be talking like this or feeling this way, I would have thought they're nuts because I'm generally pretty pessimistic. Not pessimistic, but skeptical about things that you can't prove.
Right.
But I'm telling you, this was about as real as they come. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Jay. Hi, Lisa. You're on WGN. Hi, Lisa. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi. It's Dean.
Okay, so I can relate to the crying. I'm like a water faucet. But my story is that the day my grandpa died, in his funeral sermon, the pastor said something like, "When God made him, he broke the mold," because he was quite a character.
Yeah.
And I got home that day and was watching Wheel of Fortune. And "When God made him, he broke the mold" was the puzzle.
Oh, wow.
So I figured Grandpa was talking to me that day.
Right, or at least hanging out with Vanna White, one of the two.
That's right. That's right.
That's a great story. Wow, how about that? You come home from a funeral, and you see a line from the eulogy being used on the show.
That's exactly.
That's pretty wild. Appreciate the call, Lisa. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Adrian, how are you? Good morning, or good afternoon. You're on WGN.
Good afternoon, Dean. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have to tell you, I'm at Maryhill Cemetery visiting my girlfriend right now.
Oh, boy.
And I couldn't believe that your subject came up, but my story is about my grandfather back in 63. I was a teenager, and he lived with us on the second floor, way in the front of the house. Was an invalid, very weak, didn't have, much strength. My mom had checked on him earlier, And then in the afternoon, something started pounding on my my bedroom wall, on the outside wall. I looked in the backyard, didn't see anything. Pounding again. So I went to my mom, and I'm Polish, so I said, I think you better go check on Judge because something's not right. And she went up there, and he was dying at the time. He worked for the Milwaukee-St. Paul Railroad, and he's buried at St. Joseph Cemetery in River Grove. Every time I go visit his grave, a freight train comes by. So I know that my judge is always watching with me, even at 66.
Wow, how about that? Isn't that something? I mean, really, those kinds of, how do you not believe stuff like that when you have these kinds of things cannot be purely coincidental, right?
No. They're watching over us, and they're there. And everything is going to be okay. You know that they're going to be with us.
That's something. Appreciate the call. I hope you have a great Super Bowl Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye, Adrian. Some
bye-bye.
Interesting texts. Dean, morning of Game 6 of the Cubs World Series, I was thinking of a friend who died at age 47. At that moment, a car drove by with his last name on the license plate and the number 47. I burst out crying. Yeah, right? Exactly. Here's another. Dean, I was in the office talking to a coworker. I felt a shiver going to my body. A coworker asked me, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm fine. An hour later, I found out that my stepfather had died in Germany. Yeah, see, that's so...
I started watching Black Mirror last night, Dean. It's kind of, I guess, a modern take on, like, Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
But they're one of the episodes, and I can't shake it, is about the whole death and
communication,
reaching out after death.
Right.
It was really freaky, and it's really powerful.
Right. Well, you know, I saw the movie Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg and Patrick Swayze, so I definitely believe it's true.